Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July 27th, 2025. And I am humbly grateful that whoever is listening is with me. I love taking these beautiful questions that people have emailed me or texted me even, and it's just lovely to think that you're out there and there's some amount of interest in transformation. It is the only way in which to deal with this world and the way we live in this world. So please understand that I take all of this pretty seriously. When you write a question to me, it is very, very important. And I think of it in terms of, oh, your kindness, your interest, your going beyond the ideals of just question and answer. I'm just very, very grateful. Always know that. This question comes from Terry. And I don't know where Terry lives. A lot of people don't share where they live. And you know, that is really okay with me. I want you to know that. The only reason I'm interested is a kind of a curiosity and, you know, what part of the country can open up to this kind of insight, this kind of teaching. So that's the only real reason for it. How do you live? This Terry asked, how do you deal with the world and your life in this world? And then Terry goes into all sorts of assumptions about me. Most of them are pretty good, but they're assumptions. Terry, I'm not a perfect person. I really am not. But I am a very devoted and sincere person, so I want you to understand that I don't claim to be the model of a life. I live my life in accord with whatever it is that I am facing, which a lot of it has to do with consequences that I have made in my life and all sorts of things. So how do I live? I live as I teach my students. I live in simplicity. I live as a solitude, and I live in silence. And if you understand any or all of that in how I work with myself, it might help you. My simplicity is I do not complicate my life with things I don't need to do. Things like vengeance or pride or animosity or thinking of myself as righteous. I don't do any of those things. That's just not my modality. So my simplicity is I sleep when I'm tired. I eat when I'm hungry. And I work when I need to work, which is most of the time. And I don't have any real moral connection to the idea of being self-righteous. I really don't. I am a work in progress as I look at it, and I keep a deep and profound focus on what is going on within me. I never lose sight of what is going on within me. This is a very important thing to me, to understand the nature of the human part of me, and then to learn how to transcend it. I have found over the years that as my biology changes, which it does, as you might imagine, in other words, as the chemicals in my body change, there are also changes in my psychology. I start looking at things that I never could see before. And in all of that, then I work with a state of consciousness that I have acquired through my practice, and I seek to live more in that than, shall we say, in the assumptive nature of a Gregory Edward Penn. I just don't go there with him. So with all this being said, I don't clutter up my mind with a lot of politics or a lot of right, wrong, good, bad kind of thing. I don't do that. I understand the futility of it. To my critics, I am silent. To my audience that seems to understand what I'm trying to do, and there are very few, I have nothing to say either. I don't acquire people, collect favor with people, and I don't fight. So with all that being said, then I go into my solitude. I live very much in a singleness of purpose. That's a good way to put it. I recognize what this lifetime is all about for the Gregory Edward, the body, the whole birth-death cycle. I understand it, but I don't come to conclusions in my understanding. Just because I may think I understand something doesn't mean I understand it. So rather than realizing the futility of my intellect and all of that other stuff, I tend to take a look at everything very openly. What is it about me that has made any given situation possible? And I stay with that. That is my solitude. I don't mingle philosophies. People say you teach, you know, Buddhism and you teach Taoism, and then you talk about Jesus and you teach Christianity, which I don't. I don't do any of those things. If you want to know what it is about me that made all this possible, you have to look inside yourself, and that's what I'm doing. I'm looking inside myself to see what is it that made whatever I am teaching possible. The clarity of consciousness is something that is very important to me. It is a very private matter inside me. I don't talk about it with my students, and I don't talk about it with any of my friends. I simply sustain a solitude in my practice. I don't fight or try to convince people that they should live as I do, or maybe adopt a philosophy that most people think I'm teaching, which I'm not, but adopt a philosophy that I am talking about here in the podcast, in my discourses, my Zoom, in all the things I do, my workshops, my retreats. I don't do that. I put it out there, and I let people decide for themselves. Now, most people are not akin to anything I would be teaching, not at all. They think in terms of what would benefit them in order to bring some form of happiness. Everybody's looking for happy hour, and their happy hour, they want to turn into a happy life. And that's not what we're here for. I'm very clear on that. I'm not here to give you clues and how to be happy and be wealthy and have everything that you want. That's not my gig. And so that limits my audience down to just, you know, very few people. So my solitude is to take care of those people, to try to help them as much as I can, because the only time you really get anyone's real attention is when you, well, promise them something they want, but I don't promise them what they would want. I offer them a manner of life, a manner and a lifestyle that is based in the third aspect, which is silence. To want nothing with all of my heart, that's how I would define my silence. There is nothing that I want. And when you start to look at your life from that point of view, it changes the way you operate in this world. When you are no longer pushing to get what you think you want to make you happy, all of a sudden you find that happiness is a quality of consciousness. And it's a sanctity that comes from silence. And when you understand that, you understand the meaning of everything in your life. And I mean everything. Every little thing matters. Well, I hope that helps. I really do. Thank you for your question, Terry. And May this serve you well. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. I hope you'll join me. Please forgive me, as per always. Namaste.